Good morning, high pressure, which brought us a beautiful weekend, continues to hang on here on this Monday morning. Temperatures are comfortable and pleasant, and mainly in the 50s across interior New York and New England. We do have a weak disturbance passing through the middle part of the Atlantic region, producing a couple of showers in northern New Jersey and perhaps over New York City, but most of these showers will stay south of our region. There is a slight chance that one of them could creep into the lower Hudson Valley in southernmost New England as we go through the morning, but mainly dry for all of us today with a good deal of sunshine mixing with some clouds from time to time as high temperatures average near the 80-degree mark. That high pressure center will slowly drift away later on tonight, and clouds will increase from the west as a disturbance approaches from the Midwest and Great Lakes. This disturbance, already producing showers and thunderstorms in that region, will bring us a chance of showers, especially in the Mohawk Valley and southern and western Catskills, by first thing tomorrow morning. As the system moves through the region during the day, we'll have a lot of clouds, and showers will be likely for most of us during the day tomorrow, maybe even a thunderstorm. Overnight tonight, with the increased clouds, temperatures will stay in the 60s while only making it back to the middle and upper 70s with the clouds and showers tomorrow. Behind this system, as it'll be moving along nice and quickly, we'll dry things out late at night on Tuesday night, and this will set us up for a good-looking day on Wednesday. Any clouds in the morning will quickly go away. We'll have mostly sunny skies in the afternoon, with temperatures on the cooler side for this time of year, but still very nice, topping out in the middle 70s with low humidity and a nice breeze. High pressure will build in and remain in control on Thursday, with mostly sunny skies in the middle to upper 70s before we throw a few clouds into the picture on Friday. Still dry, though, with a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 70s to around 80. Right now, it looks like the nice weather will continue into the upcoming weekend with a mix of sun and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday, and highs both days in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for southern Kansas and northern Oklahoma. Damaging winds and large hail will be the primary threats in these areas, while heavy rainfall will be possible from eastern Kansas into northern Mississippi for both today and tomorrow, causing localized flash flooding. Meanwhile, Typhoon Yutor hit the Philippines in the last 24 hours with sustained winds of 100 miles per hour and gusts to 130 miles per hour. Heavy tropical rains have caused major flooding across parts of the islands. The typhoon is expected to gain strength as it heads towards mainland China. Landfall is expected south of Hong Kong on Wednesday morning with sustained winds of 110 miles per hour and gusts up to 130 miles per hour. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Calgary, Alberta, Canada, at 10:40 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Stockholm, Sweden, at 12:20 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 3 miles visibility with cloudy skies and 41 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 28 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, we have drizzle and 38 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 57 degrees, the dew point 54, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.04 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Bodie State Park, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny near 80, and in Buffalo partly sunny with a chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low 52, the average temperature 66, that's 5 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 79 hundredths for the month, which is 57 hundredths below normal, and 29.60 inches for the year, which is 5.55 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 61, the record high, 99, set in 1944, and the record low, 46, in 1987. Sunrise this morning was at 5:59 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:01 p.m., 14 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and comfortably mild today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with showers moving in by morning, perhaps a thunderstorm with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds with a slight chance of a passing shower today and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers by morning, perhaps a thunderstorm with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, comfortably mild today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Increasing clouds tonight with showers moving in by morning, possibly a thunderstorm too, with lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers by morning, possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Increasing clouds tonight with the chance of showers by morning, perhaps a thunderstorm with lows in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a good chance of showers, otherwise cloudy, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly sunny, breezy, cooler Wednesday, middle 70s. Mostly sunny, middle to upper 70s Thursday. And a mix of sun and clouds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.